There's a badge that was given to Father when he was in a member of the GAR, Grand Army of the GAR, Grand Army of the Republic. Is the flag. It wasn't in too bad a shape until Father loaned it to his brother-in-law, and he had a boat. That's it. I'll dig it over here so she can see it.
Oh, I didn't know what they do.
And you see that stripes are sewed together by hand, and this is sewed on by hand, these holes for the
string
or rope, they're all handmade, and the cloth was hand woven.
What was this flag for?
This was a flag that was on the boat
when
the Civil War broke out. The war began in
61.
The war began 62, halfway through 63. Niggers were free, 64, war no more. But it didn't get settled till 65.
Yes, we had quite a few chances to put it in the mill.
Sell it or
we didn't do whatever.
And we have one nephew who's a direct descendant of Father's, so we are keeping it for him. And he was the only one who went into service. And now his son has gone into service, so I guess it'll fall heir to him.
Yeah, the whole 13 stars are there, yeah.
I came in the morning bringing out Mother's old counterpane.
Well, you can go get it now if you want.
You know what a counterpane is? Bedspread. What we call bedspread, right? You can help her pull that up. And this is a little boy's dress. It was made by one of our half-brothers for his son. And it's tailor-made, made by a tailor. And that's the kind of material it was. And he wore it until he was about 4 years old. And here's his picture, and that's when he was a girl.
He's gone to the Great Beyond now. So that's older than we are.
Come in.
Hello.
You called us at it. Our mother went to work for a lady after her stepmother died. After Mother's stepmother died. And this old lady and his husband sent a load of wheat to town during the Civil War. And Mrs. I had her name in my tongue.
Danderson.
Mrs. Danderson. And she got six bedspreads, I think it was. She had two girls of her own and two girls of her husband, because two brothers married sisters. And then one brother died and one sister died, so the remaining brother married the remaining sister. And she got one spread for herself, and a spread of peace for the girls. And then she had one extra one, and she gave it to Mother. Mother worked for her for years, I think it was. Now it's heavy. This is also hand woven and spun. This yarn I put on it myself.
Because the fringe had dropped off.
Oh dear. This has never been washed. And Mother was about 16, 17 years old when she got this. And she was born in 1851. She said she always had a bedspread, a decent bedspread, for her bed if anyone should come.
American home. Well, while Mother worked for that old Mrs. Denison, they used to have
an eagle somewhere around here. Oh, there it is, right here in the corner.
She used to have tickets come with us, coffee and things like that. And Mother said to her one day, she says, do you have any use for those tickets? And Mrs. Anderson said, no. And Mother says, can I have them? And, well, yes, they're no good to me. So Mother saved the grocery tickets as they came. And when she got so many, I don't remember how much it was, but anyway, she turned them into the store where they got their groceries. And there's the butter dish that Mother got with those tickets. And there was a butter dish and milk pitcher and a spoon holder.
And sugar bowl.
And sugar bowl. All just like that, but they're all gone but that one.
And then the spoon holder's in there yet.
Oh yes, that's so. So that's quite an old antique.
I told Bertha we may as well use it. Is to leave it and let somebody smash it up and
throw it out.
Junk it. C-51, 1851, 1951 would be 123 years. And Mother was a girl about 16.
She was 16.
17 or 18 years old. Well, we'd say she was 20 when she got that, so that would make her over 100 years. And this would be close to 100 years. Never been washed. But we kept it. Tried to keep it nice. And this is what we got.
We've had lots of chances to give it away, but we might just well keep it. Don't you? It doesn't take up very much room.
Never eats anything, never set the house on fire.
And that's it. It's antique. I'll admit it.
And they used to have them in blue and
green.
Gold and green and red. This is the red one. Seems to me there was another color that they had. Orchid color was a
blue one. I don't know who that blue
one. One of the girls, I don't know. Seems to me it was a Alicia.
Put it on the chair.
Oh.
And that's the way it goes.
I'll just put it. And that's a counterpane.
Nowadays they're bedspreads, but they were counterpanes.
And here's the navy for, I'd like to show you the handwriting. The years gone by, just look at the handwriting. you see much of that today at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another place. Father didn't write that.
Well, we don't see anybody in the marsh or that creature, we know. Let's go look at that first.
While you all would like to look at something, I'll get Father's dictionary that he had. You may never get a chance to see another one like it. And you're young, so you can take it.
He always wore one, if he's going anywhere from home, he always wanted to wear that dress because he said he didn't like to be a boy. So.
Well, we kept it too. When Bernice was a little girl, sometimes she'd come down to our place and her face wasn't very clean and we'd be going away. So we'd put on a clean dress. Wash her face and put on a clean dress. Well, that was the same way with Judy and Sandy. They'd come down there. The dirtiest kid I ever cleaned up was Judy one day. Her grandma had gone to the hospital, and the two kids were over to Mr. Solner's, and I guess they got tired of them. And so they brought them over to our place. And we fixed some, we didn't have any hot water, but we put some water in the old boiler. That's what had heated the water, that and the dish pan in those days. And we got it warm and we put it, we had the tub. And we put it in the tub and we got, tried to get Sandy in, and she wouldn't go in unless Judy went in, so we had the two kids in the tub at the same time. Well, we got them washed, and Sandy wouldn't let us put a washcloth on her, but Judy had to wash Sandy, and then we washed Judy, and that's how we got out of it. But when Mother would be out picking up sticks, she would, Brother Robert was 6 weeks old when they moved up there. In section 7, and she was afraid the snakes would bite him, so she put him in an old comforter or a quilt, blanket, fold it up, put it in the wash tub and the wash boiler, and put him in the boiler, carried him out in the boiler, so he wouldn't, you know, the bugs wouldn't bite. Now this is the dictionary. '65, Key West, William Sweeney.
He was the man that gave that to Father.
See? Burden, a load, birth, to load, encumber. You can take this and look it over, see if you can find some words there that...
You won't find the word automobile in it.
Or accelerator. Airplane, but what words they are in there, the definitions are short and very comprehensible. So that's an old book. I don't know when it was copyrighted, but that's when Father got it. It was in 1865. He was in Key West with typhoid fever, I think it was.
They got shipwrecked.
Oh. We had an old clock that was 1780-something. But we sold that for antiques. Oh, we couldn't keep everything.
I got the old razor that they used to, that they were given to the boys when they first went into the Navy. And they could let them keep them. So I got the old razor.
So I'm pretty plain English. Tiny, little, small, puny. I bet you didn't know what to call it before. Tiny was tiny. Mother would get quite a kick out of that.
Yeah. What did you say the African quilt was called?
That bedspread? Yeah. Wait a minute. Counterpain. Counterpane, I think it is. Don't ask me to spell it over again. Mother also, if you have, do you have to the Boise Township?
Mm-hmm.
Mother also has a picture of the five Vassal brothers that came over from Germany. And they settled along on the Titibowasi I don't know whether you could get anything from that picture or not. I've been going to give it to one of their descendants. The kids wouldn't give anything. Burness and Kenneth's kids wouldn't want anything like that. They want something more modern. Melvin would be more apt to want it than because he knew more of the Vassals. So you saw a good old book. I don't know whether they copyrights in that or not. I imagine it is. Because that's one of the first things they've done. Critical Pronouncing Dictionary. Oh, there's the copyright year, if you can puzzle it out. Right there, 18-something. 1817 or something like that.
Well, when they went into service, each boy had had the razor, and that was his father's old razor. He had that through the Civil War. isn't very sharp. They were supposed to have their initial put on there, but I don't think I'll ever get AKH or his initial.
In this book it says, as no pains have been spared to render this edition correct, it is hoped that it will be found worthy of public patronage. New York, September the 15th. 1804. So that'll be
1804. About 175 years.
104 next year will be 170 years.
Yeah.
Now you can see why there's such a change in the country. Did you notice the diacritical marks on that? They're 4, 2, 1. Unconceivable. Isn't the short or the long? The longer the short or the wave or anything like that. Contus to bruise. Now, I don't know. I got a kind of a medieval history that Mrs. Wendell Halm wrote up about Thomas Township. Of course, we've only lived in Richland.
It's about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. We're on our sixth year now. And, of course, this is all Thomas Town that you got today, practically. And so that's, and then there's Vassals. They are old town, they were, but I think all four of those, five of those brothers are gone.
Yes.
Cortidipo Vawasi. And there's the Thomas Township. History. Christine Hubble got Holly got a book of Thomas Towns or Saginaw County history. I think Saginaw Library, County Library at the courthouse would have something. I don't know. And the township clerk would have some, but you'd find that at the township hall. In Thomastown. I don't know about Richland, what they've got. And now Merrill. There was a man by the name of Tom Merrill who had a hotel, started a hotel up there to Merrill, I think it was, and the town was named after that man. And there was in last Sunday's paper, in the Hemlock News, we call it the gossip, tells quite a little bit of the history, but that's more of the medieval than it is of the ancient. And Tom Merrill owned that farm that's down there where the golf course is. Down there on Maple Ridge Golf Course. And I've been in that house. Because we used to, mother and father were great friends of Mr. and Mrs. Frank Champlin. Mr. and Mrs. Frank Champlin were Mrs. Alvin Turner's grandparents. And Mrs. Champlin had made a cake. And to save the cake for a time of need, she hid it. And she said, this time her daughter Lottie was there, and her husband and children. And I was kind of hanging around. We never got to snooping very much. We were in a sour position, sucking her finger and hanging on the back of Mother's chair. We never went snooping. Got set up in boot and shoe leather, we did. And Mrs. Champlin says, Lottie, you go in the other room, in the parlor, and see if you can find a cake. There's one in there, I know. And Lottie came in, and I came to me. She says, come on, Mamie, let's go in and see if we can find that cake. And I remember that in our early days. And then they moved from there and
Manure Chesney.
And then that place, I don't know who took that over, but that was locally known at that time as the old Merrill Farm. And some people have put additions on the house and are taking it off, and some are making, the modern ones now are making it into an apartment, upstairs and downstairs apartment. And they're tearing down the barn. I say that. I think that the best thing for us to do is to say that this is part of this is hearsay stories.